Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. This is our 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Central update on Tropical Storm Karen, slowly moving off to the north, centered over the Gulf of Mexico, off the Louisiana coastline, still maximum winds at 40 miles per hour, but it is still lopsided. Certainly a lot weaker than yesterday and a little more disorganized than yesterday, with most of the thunderstorms and the strongest winds off to the east and southeast of the low-level circulation center. Here is the coastline of the northern Gulf, so certainly a lot closer to land than it was yesterday at this time. But the bad weather is still offshore. It'll be tonight and into Sunday morning that we could see tropical storm conditions in the tropical storm warning area that is still in effect from the Louisiana-Mississippi border around to Morgan City, Louisiana. That does not include metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain. Those areas still in a tropical storm watch. There's also a tropical storm watch remaining in effect from the Mississippi-Louisiana border all the way over to the western Florida panhandle to Indian Pass. So that includes the Mississippi and Alabama coastlines and areas along the Florida panhandle like Pensacola and Panama City. So that's one of those tropical storm watches that may or may not ever need to be upgraded to a tropical storm warning. That's still uncertain because we are forecasting Karen to maybe hold on to this tropical storm status, borderline as it is, throughout the day today and into tonight. But then we're forecasting it to weaken to a tropical depression. But again, when you're right near that threshold of tropical storm and tropical depression, there's still the chance of tropical storm force winds somewhere in that watch area, at least with gusts of tropical storm force. The hazards certainly not significant or as great in magnitude as we had yesterday, but there's still going to be some hazards to contend with. Tropical storm force winds, and especially in the strong squalls, could happen as we get into tonight and tomorrow in the tropical storm warning area. But in terms of the water hazards, they're still there, but the storm surge potential is reduced. We could see 1 to 3 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level in a variety of spots, very localized, anywhere from southeast Louisiana around to the Florida Big Bend area. So it really depends on exactly where the track of Karen takes the center, and it'll be very localized and certainly something that is mostly manageable as long as you follow any instructions that local emergency managers give out. Near and to the right of the path of the center of Karen, we could see some locally heavy rains, maybe 1 to 3 inches in a few spots, isolated totals up to 6 inches. But by the time we get to Monday, this will be weakening and dissipating inland. So certainly something just about all of us should be able to stay safe from as long as we follow local emergency management instructions and any local Weather Service forecast office warnings. That's the latest on Karen. From the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.